This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Shares of Netflix at this moment are up about 0.6%. Investor Carl Icahn now owns about 10% of the company, and the latest word is that he's pushing to put it up for sale. But Icahn might have a bit of a battle on his hands with Netflix founder and CEO Reed Hastings. James McQuivey is a tech and media analyst with Forrester Research. Good to talk with you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So Netflix, they have massive name recognition. I don't know if I know anybody who doesn't use it. What's their problem right now?
You know, Netflix has reached kind of the end of the road, and certainly that's what Carl Icahn thinks, because they've reached all the people who are easy candidates to be customers. They've reached the top amount that they can charge those customers for the videos that they deliver, and that creates a problem, because now the question is, how do you grow? And that's a question that some people think there's no answer to, and they would rather start to sell off pieces of Netflix while it's still worth something.
And for people who think of Netflix as the DVD by mail service, those days are fading fast, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much history at this point. What Netflix is really in the business of is its online streaming business, and it's a great business. They created that market at a time when everyone else was saying that's never going to happen, and of course it's happened, and they have more than 20 million consumers around the world who subscribe to them for exactly those services.
So here comes Carl Icahn, buys up 10% of the company and wants to start having a say. What does he think they ought to do?
I don't know for sure that Carl's thinking this, but if I were in his position, I would be thinking the company's worth something right now. It's only going to start to diminish in value as its prospects for growth slow down from here on out. And so it's time to sell it. Find a buyer, somebody who would want to take that asset and make it grow into something else.
So Netflix gets swallowed up in that scenario. Which scenario do you think is best for consumers?
Well, you know, frankly, streaming online is now something that a majority of people do. But the problem with that business is you can't really do much more than that. But if you're Amazon, you could use Netflix as a way to basically make people buy more Amazon products. If you're Apple, you could use Netflix as a way to get people to use iTunes more often and then eventually continue to buy these expensive, elegant devices that Apple makes. But Netflix doesn't have any strategy like that. And that's why people like Icahn are interested in selling it, so that you get some cash out of it before suddenly Amazon says, you know what, we're not interested in buying it. We've got our own thing. Or Apple says the same thing. And at that point, Netflix wouldn't be worth anything, and that would be a challenge.
Sounds a little like you just wrote Netflix's obituary, but so be it. James McQuivey, tech media analyst with Forrester Research. Thanks, as always.
Yeah, thank you.